The Holy Gospel this day, reading from the book of St. John in the 17th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus continues with these words, I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words that you gave to me, I have given to them. And they have received them and know in truth that I came from you. And they have believed that you have sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I'm not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine. And I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost except the one destined to be lost, so that Scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. I'm going to start this Mother's Day with a really old example. You'll find out how old in a minute. There was a mom, and she was a devout Christian. And she was in a tough relationship. Now, her parents were not Christians. So they decided the best way to fix this daughter of theirs who was a Christian was to get her married to a Roman. And they got married, and she stuck with him. Now, there's the first indication of a true believer. She stuck with the situation. And even though he didn't believe and he didn't believe, she did. And she raised her three children according to Christian principles. Now, she got the usual results. Oldest son, he was fine, he was a believer, he went into church work, all good. Daughter in the middle, she was fine, she was a believer, got into church work. Youngest son, oh yeah, full stop. Youngest son was the worst rebel you ever saw. He was one of those that would cross the eyes of a saint, as my grandfather used to say. He was just awful. And when he got to be a teenager, even worse. He'd wander in and out at all times of the day and night. He'd be gone for days and then reappear. Oh, he was awful, this kid. He was just terrible. And Mom never gave up on him. She prayed for him. She cried over him. She searched for him. She did everything she could to make sure he was going to be a good kid. Didn't help. Not a bit of it. He was the kind of kid who'd stand up in front of mom and say, "Oh, I know you want to slap me, but violence will get you nowhere." Lippy, mouthy, oh, he was awful. And then one day, he discovered something that's true. He got tired of waking up, usually on the floor, when he didn't know where he was, and he didn't know how he got there, and he didn't know who he was with. And he went, "Maybe I better go find Mom." Only problem was, Mom had moved. Now, Mom lived in Algeria at this point, and she'd moved to Egypt. So he goes to Egypt. He finds out she's moved again to the north side of the Mediterranean. Now she's over in Rome. So he goes to find her, and he finally locates her. And then he says these famous words that are really tough. "I am sorry." And she says, "How sorry are you?" And he goes, yeah, take me to church. And they go down to the church and he gets baptized. Now, his mom's name is Monica, and we remember her in church history. All of this is happening, dear friends, in the early 300s. That's how old this story is. The patience, the perseverance, the faith this woman has in him is rewarded because she is promised by a faithful person from a vision that he will have everlasting impact on the church. His name was a guy we call Augustine. He wrote some of the most famous works we've gotten. He was a mighty defender of the early faith. And one of the reasons that we have such witness. God can turn anything around. Now, that's a mom. That's a mom who won't quit. That's a mom who won't give up. And that's a mom who's always going to be your mother. Or as I've heard out of several moms, "I brought you in, I'll take you out." And they could do it too. Oh, they have ways to make us pay for it. I'm not going to go there right now. Jesus, on the other hand, knows that this is coming because he knows what the disciples are facing. And so he goes in prayer to God and says, "Help them out. Give them protection." And you will notice that in the Bible, we have so many women praying for so many things throughout the whole work. They are examples of our faith, and we do well to pay attention to them. I'm going to only give you three briefly this morning. On the one hand, I love the exchange that's going on in Genesis 18. The only woman I've ever seen, her name is Sarah, who's going to tell God what to think. That's bold. I'll let you read that story in there. On the other hand, you have Esther. I recommend all four chapters in the whole book. But Esther, who is a defender of her faith and stands up against might and power and authority, and does it because she knows who God is. And then I'm going to offer you this person. I know, Mary. But I especially want you to do this. I want you to do something strange because this is me. I want you to go read Luke 1 again. Because I still marvel at that story where all of a sudden in front of this very young woman who's not 20, an angel of the Lord appears and goes, "Hi, guess what? You're going to be a mom." And what amazes me is she says yes. And then it dawned on me that the reason she says yes is she's in the same position we're all in. Have you noticed that in order to be a mom, it's the same manual that you get from God that you get when you get married? You have no idea. Truly, you have no idea. The best advice we ever got was from a couple who had four children, and we were expecting our first, and they said to us, your life will never be the same again. And it hasn't. And I see all the moms going, yep, pretty much. But you see, what we need to know is we got backup. Jesus is always there. Jesus is always with us. God is always with us. And so as you think about moms on this day, as you think about those who are mothering on this day, whether they're moms, grandmas, whatever role they're filling when they're mothering, these are people whose witness we need to pay attention to as we work for the kingdom. Amen.